Ernest, what's up? Look, I want to put you onto something that's been making waves in the personal finance world. If you've been relying on Mint to manage your finances, I got some news that might startle you at first. Mint is no more. But hold on, because every cloud has its silver lining, and in this case, that lining is Monarch Money. For those of us searching for a robust, user-friendly alternative, Monarch Money is stepping up to the plate. And from personal experience, it's hitting a home run. Let's get personal for a moment. Managing finances can be a maze of confusion, stress, and time consumption. Believe me, I've been there, jumping from one finance app to another, hoping to find that one platform that simplifies everything. Then came Monarch Money. Its ease of use, powerful features, and sleek design transformed my approach to managing finances. What truly sets Monarch apart for me, though, is its collaboration feature. With money being a top Discord trigger for many couples, the ability to seamlessly manage finances with my wife has been a game changer. No extra costs, just shared goals and clarity. But Monarch isn't just about managing your current finances, it's about building your future. Saving for that dream house, your wedding, or a once-in-a-lifetime vacation becomes not just a possibility, but a reality with Monarch's intuitive tools. It's no wonder the Wall Street Journal held it as the best app for savings growth. Monarch Money represents the next evolution in personal finance apps. It's an ad-free haven where your experience is the priority, constantly refined based on real user feedback. It's everything we've been asking for: intuitive, powerful, and relentlessly focused on user satisfaction. Now, for a bit more practicality, Monarch makes transitioning from Mint a breeze, ensuring you can bring all your tags and categories with you. Its intuitive design, customization options, and commitment to privacy and an ad-free experience make it stand out in the sea of competitors. Look, after trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/leisure. That's MONARCHMONEY.com/leisure for your extended 30-day free trial. Earners, what's up? Look, I want to give y'all a little peek behind the curtain of producing Earn Your Leisure. It's a lot more than just sitting down and chatting. It involves meticulous planning, recording, editing, and then promoting each episode to ensure it reaches all of you. And if you picked up any of our merch, then you know there's a whole extra layer of logistics, from inventory management to shipping. Running a podcast is like running a small business. And speaking of business, I know many of you entrepreneurs are involved in e-commerce. You understand how crucial it is to streamline operations and cut costs wherever possible. That's why I want to talk to you about ShipStation, the multi-carrier shipping solution that integrates seamlessly with all your online sales channels. It's all about optimizing your shipping, connecting with expert partners, and freeing up more of your time to focus on scaling your business. Now let's talk about our experience with ShipStation. This tool has been a game changer for us, especially with automating routine tasks. Being able to manage everything from one dashboard and print shipping labels with just a click, absolute lifesavers. Plus, the discounts we get on shipping costs are incredible. Honestly, it feels like we're saving thousands. And as our show and merch sales have grown, ShipStation's robust automation and reporting features have helped us keep up without missing a beat. For those of you who get overwhelmed by order volumes, ShipStation's easy-to-use dashboard is a dream come true. You can import orders from any sales channel, apply shipping preferences automatically, and handle customer service issues right there. Not to mention the savings with up to 89% off carrier rates like UPS, DHL Express, and USPS. It's no wonder over 130,000 companies stick with ShipStation long term. So, are you ready to turn your shipping challenges into growth opportunities? Head over to ShipStation.com and use promo code EARN for a free 60-day trial. Again, that's ShipStation.com, promo code EARN. Start streamlining your shipping and scaling your business today.
The stock market, especially the NASDAQ, has had a great January.
Yes.
Last day, Friday wasn't good, but for the month of January, it was insane. It was on a great run. Do we expect February to continue in this path?
They raised basis points by 0.25%. Mm-hmm. So that was the reason why I drug down. they seem to be lightening up on how much they were going to raise rates. So it's not going to be the aggressive 6-7% that we thought maybe 3 months ago.
Right.
I'm kind of worried though, because like the tech companies are going up like too rapidly. Like I'd rather a slow increase. I think February will be solid. March will be pretty good, but I don't want companies to overinflate or overhype or go up too fast. Like even Meta's damn near doubled.
Well, you were talking about Facebook. So they had their biggest one day gain ever.
Insane.
Went up 24%.
Yes.
You were very bearish on Meta.
Still am, and I was right in the bearishness.
So do you think that now it's on the rise?
Yeah.
It's on the rise.
Yeah.
So what's your thoughts on Meta?
They finally start listening. They began to be a lot more efficient. They're cutting out a lot of middle management. Zuckerberg even said, like, it's fun now because the people that it got laid off, it was necessary. And now people that are there at Meta, like, want to be there.
Mm.
And actually want to write code, want to make better product. I'm seeing some changes at Instagram. So I think they aren't going to get back to that peak anytime soon, but they're going in the right direction.
Yeah.
Sure.
I mean, you said the products, obviously Reels.
Yeah.
Did great for them in the quarter.
Yes, did amazing.
And there is some talk that he might be cutting back on at the amount of spending that he was going to do into the space. And so when you're talking about over $50 billion being invested into the metaverse, scaling that back, that's positive news.
Which is a bad investment.
and this is, and if you go back, I think, to the end of 2021, when we asked each other, like, what do you think is the most important stock?
Yeah.
I remember saying, like, yo, it's going to be Facebook.
Yeah.
And the reason, not because of anything product that they're doing, but the amount of money that he's spending on this will really determine how the future of this company is going to look. Because if you put $50 billion and this doesn't work, how do you recover?
I mean, the peak was 384.33. It is at 186.53. Nice growth, but they at least need to get to 210, 250 before I'm like super excited about the upside of it.
So it was at $88 in November.
Mm-hmm.
And it's at $186 now. So it went up $100, more than double in a couple of months.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, good trade. And shout out to those who got on the call. Some people are up 300% in Stock Club as a result. So like short term, I'm still bullish. Long term, I'm still bearish until I see like a change in plan. Even on like the conference call, they didn't mention the metaverse as much as they did the previous call.
Very intentionally.
Absolutely. Can we say the metaverse is a failure for them? Will it work for other companies? Yes. Apple VR headset is coming out soon. They want to replace this with a headset. Tim Cook is going to eat their lunch. Kudos to John Wren, Marn, Alvin, Mark Zuckerberg, everyone at Menlo Park. If you're in Meta and I'm right, go into your other YouTube account and put yes in chat. These are all the conversations. Like, they were spending, like, the 3 times I went, no one's eating the food. There's $60,000 worth of duck confit or whatever. I'm like, this wasteful spending was, like, insane. Now they're finally cutting back. Not as many people in office. We have more people. At one point, they had no engineers working on building new products for 2 years. See, Rashad would have fired everybody, right?
You're done.
So now that if they get back to a place of actually being innovative, I think they can have a tremendous upside, but I need to see like this consistent pattern of efficiency.
So should people invest in Meta now or no?
No. Not if it doesn't get back to 102.23 or like 104. There are other companies that you could have invested in that would give you more safety. And it's crazy to say, like, NVIDIA is a safer move right now than Meta is.
Or you go the ETF route.
Absolutely. Two tech, two index, no stress. Franklin Dynatech Fund is one he talked about. Investing, can everyone put it in chat? Investing is not hard. Just stick to the same blueprint. So VOO, VTI, Apple, Microsoft. If you're trading, maybe look at four maximum. But they've had an amazing quarter for sure. But if you look from 384 down to $80, that's a hell of a fall.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a tough
one. And that's the benefit of diversification, right? So index funds, but even the ETF, which is more specific if you have, you know, the QQQs of the world.
Yeah.
Or even a mutual fund, like you said, Franklin Dynatech Fund, where all right, if Facebook does well, you'll benefit, but you're not putting all your eggs in one basket.
Yeah.
So now you get the full spectrum of all of the different players on the team as opposed to just, you know, trying to ride it out with one.
It's going to be tough.
Yeah.
Stock. But even investing in one stock is usually not a good idea.
No.
And some people have, it's been like a revelation online where it's like, but I've always said that it's never been a good idea. I personally said I don't really invest in individual stocks.
Yeah.
You can if you want to, but of course, there's a lot more risk involved when you're investing with an individual stock as opposed to investing in an index fund or ETF. But we've already said that.
Go look at the max drawdown over the last 5 years of every stock versus index. Drawdown is how much money you lose from top to bottom. There's a lot less loss there. Investing is not hard. People just want to gamble.
Yeah, and even when you're investing in the ETF, actually look inside of it. Like, look at where the asset allocation is going to. It changes, right? I think Meta's in, is it in XLC? Is it in communications?
Yeah.
So look at the allocation. Is it 20%? Of the ETF, or is it 12%, right? Like, so if it does have a drawdown, it's 20% of the ETF, you're going to feel that, right? Whereas you might, in QQQ, I think it's like 8%, right? So look inside of the ETFs themselves, see the percentage of the allocations, and then make a, you know, educated decision. All right, well, I want to have some exposure to it. Do I want to have 25% of the ETF, or do I want to have 7% of the ETF? So
what would make me very bullish on Meta is if they build a ChatGPT competitor. And that's another thing. If I'm comparing Microsoft and their partnership with ChatGPT, if they would have had that and it could have fixed a lot of the coding issues while they did the layoffs, I would have been incredibly excited. They need some AI or automation in place in order to be able to make the company grow faster. If they have that in place, I would be incredibly excited. I would be bullish on Meta again at that point. But if I'm comparing Microsoft, Apple versus them, I'm going to pick Apple and Microsoft every time, for sure.
So what's your thoughts on Bacardi settling with Jay-Z for $750 million? And what is this even about?
Jay had a couple issues. Y'all spoke. That's fine. Putting it out there to the world. I think it was maybe 6 months ago where he wanted to see the books on a deal with Ducey. And I know, I read a lot of the comments and people were saying, hey, he still owns part of it. I get that. But my first thought was, if opposed to going through the entire process of revealing books, all sales, and they agreed to pay out $750, how much do they really owe him?
Yeah. So what
they owe him $4 billion.
So he wanted to see the books, and this is how it's being reported. He wanted to see the books because he potentially wanted to sell his 50% stake in the company. Yeah. And so Bacardi owns 50% of Ducey, and SC, I guess, Holdings or Liquors owns 50% of Ducey. And so he was interested in selling his 50% stake in it. The problem is the valuation was so low based on what Bacardi was saying. Mm-hmm. And so when you tell me that the valuation is low, now I need to see the numbers.
Show me
the numbers.
Because he knows his value.
Right. He's saying like,
he's a 50x multiplier to anything he touches.
He says $3 billion. I think they got some reports where they said they're worth $5 billion. And Bacardi's saying like, nah, it's worth 4.5. And so if it's worth $1.5 billion, your 50% stake is $750 million. That's what you're entitled to.
Yeah.
And so now I have to look at the book. So they went through litigation for like you said, six months. And it's like he finally got to a point where they actually settled on Friday.
Yeah.
And the settlement was rather than selling the 50% stake, he sold majority of his 50%.
Yeah.
And so technically that's like he has a 24.9 at the maximum percent stake of their company.
Yeah.
So now Bacardi's side, they're saying, all right, well, we're going to agree with that evaluation. Okay. So let's say they agree, and this is all alleged, we don't know the exact numbers. Let's say that they agree that it was $3
billion. Yeah.
That's still a hefty like payout, right?
Because he's still an amazing payout.
Yeah, right? So that's almost a billion-dollar transaction based on selling. Now, he still has a large stake in the company, like I said, 24.9%, if he did, right? So they still have the majority. But now Bacardi owns 75.1% of Ducey.
What would that be worth in 8 years off of his name?
Right. Or if the numbers show, like they settled at $3 billion, allegedly or reportedly, but what if it was five?
Or seven.
Or seven, right.
And we know during the Depression, alcohol consumption goes up. They're still going to use his likeness in some way to promote the brand. Mm-hmm. I would not be surprised if that brand in 4 or 5 years isn't worth $12 or $13 billion, and all of a sudden there was some kind of accounting error to value it at 1.5 or 1.7.
Yeah. And I'm sure he's going to promote it, right? It's not like he still doesn't have ownership in it.
Yeah.
Right. We at the brunch, Ducey is sponsoring it.
Yeah.
Right. So the brand will live on. Obviously, you know, he still has a stake. He's an owner. So why wouldn't you promote it? It still generates revenue for you.
That's tricky though, because like I hate when these valuation games get played with us in particular.
Mm-hmm.
And I guarantee in a year they're going to reevaluate the company. It's going to be worth a hell of a lot more.
Yeah. But that, and so shout out, and again, kudos to Jay and the whole team, right? So if you look at it, last year they made the move with LVMH.
Yes.
But Ace of Spades, they have be part of that luxury company. And we saw the numbers that that did. And so Ducey was something that kind of was birthed after that. But you're getting over, I mean, that's a big,
it's still a win.
It's still a big win, yeah.
Yeah, but I don't want Black entrepreneurs to get lower valuations and then Meta's valued at what it's worth. And if I have to ask you who's the more impactful CEO, Jay-Z or Mark Zuckerberg, I'm going with Jay every time. Let Jay have that slot at Meta for 2 years and let's see what it does. I know what it would do.
Well, impact.
Absolutely. Like, relift the Instagram, relift the Facebook, all the content, it would be dramatically different. So, like, I hate that they devalue what the brand was really worth while he's there. But don't get me wrong, $750 is a win.
That's on a conservative low end.
Yeah.
Right, but, I mean, again, you want to do something great. True greatness is, can you do it twice? You did it with Ace of Speed.
That's true.
Now did it with Ducey.
Yeah.
What's to say you can't do it again?
But should you have to?
No.
Yeah.
But you could.
Yeah.
Shout out to Hov.
My graduates from my school being Forbes,
bag drop.
Bag drop. F*** a mic drop. Bag drop.
Bag drop.